Welcome back to the We Bombastic Few podcast. I'm the host today, the intro man, Diabetes Daniel. With me are the other two people who do this podcast. And one of them is...
Were we supposed to have either of you, someone go.
I was waiting for an introduction, figure out who you liked better.
I was in shock, or not shock, speechless, because I thought we were supposed to have a nickname ready since he had one. But
I always have Diabetes Dan on lock.
Brent the bear. And the bear. Actually probably avoid with current world events. Brent the banana.
Apparently, I'm very much out of the loop on what that was in reference to. But, and it's Lindsay, the Lindsley.
The Lindsley?
Lindsay the Lindsay. I don't know what my mouth just did during that.
Lindsay the Lagoon.
Sure.
Lagoonsy.
I love, all right, name change. It's official. Welcome with your hosts, Brent, Daniel, and Lagoomsy.
Lagoomsy.
That's bad. All right. The segments.
What? Why are things different today, Daniel?
The things are different today because we are trying out a different sort of format for how we do it. We still kind of do the segment A, B, C thing. Segment B is still the hypothetical. Segment A, we're going to start workshopping just a mini qualgorithm every week, and then so we each come in with one little qualgorithm topic, we do it, and that's segment A. And then segment C, we keep it with the variety, so segment C should be different week to week. And I think we have a treat for today's segment C. It's one we haven't done in a while. It's a superhero debate, and that'll be coming after mini qualgorithm and the hypothetical. Why are you so quiet right now? Hold on a minute. I keep wanting to respond to whatever you're saying, and I can't hear you.
The mini qualgorithm may or may not be our excuse for extra laziness, because my inability to be creative and come up with a segment every week.
I mean, might as well. But also, like...
description of the mini qualgorithm.
But when Lagoomsy had this idea, I kind of liked it, because I was like, you know, I kind of like the flow of qualgorithm episodes. You know, it'd be good. I like our segment structure, but also like the casual flow is nice. So it's kind of like...
Point is, let us know what you think. If you like the new structure, we're probably going to keep it for at least two more episodes or so, and we'll see. Let us know what you think, and if you like the new structure, if you want us to go back and never do it again.
Mm-hmm. Or if you just want us to delete all existing episodes.
And if you would like us to delete this podcast from the internet,
please pest pound.
And also let us know if it's so good that we should delete every episode before this.
Mm-hmm. Lots of options, most of them involving deleting our entire archive of episodes.
Right. I'm open to everything.
Or if you want 100 episodes a week, we could also do that.
Well, 100 a week.
Episodes are officially 3 seconds long.
We could do the 20 second
ad in front.
Just mini episodes. They're all one mini qualgorithm. That's the episode. The next episode, segment B. Next episode, segment C. And then, I mean, we'd still be pumping out.
And we'll release them at different points in the day, episodes. Right? Like at 8 a.m., you get your segment A. At like 10 a.m. you get
A.
your segment
Smegma A.
You threw an M in there somewhere.
Oh, your smegment A. And then at like 10 a.m. you get your bombastic quote and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
On that smegment grind set.
Bombastic word?
Bombastic word today is meldrop, the plural of which is meldrops. What's a meldrop? A meldrop is a drop of snot in or coming out of the nose.
Intriguing.
Gross.
I'm a big fan of this word.
I am not.
I am.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, well, cry me a river, and then wipe your meldrop away. So, I've noticed this thing, right? Where, like, I every time I go grocery shopping, I go to, like, Walmart or something, I always just walk through the candy aisle. You know, I just take a look. You know, if something catches my eye, I'll grab it.
Interesting.
And, you know, when I have a craving for sour candies, and this happens a lot, I always look for Warheads. And they used to carry, like, everywhere, the giant bags of Warheads, and it was just Warheads. And as of the last, like, couple years, I don't think I've ever seen Warheads packaged by themselves. And, like, do these big bags of Warheads still exist, is what I'm wondering.
What other things do typically come in?
Like, what other things come in, like variety bags?
You said,
like,
you
Nerds,
said, yeah.
Kit Kats, I don't know.
So do you think...
I don't buy the variety bags, I just want the Warheads.
So do you think that, like, in the past, your memories of them were only because, like, one of your parents bought it and, like, your family ate all of them but the Warheads and you just like the Warheads, so in your head, like, there's only Warheads left, so in your mind there's this massive bag of Warheads, but...
I specifically remember junior year of high school. This is when I first got my PC, and I had it set up on, like, the family TV in the basement, because I didn't have a monitor. And I had this giant bag of Warheads, and it was wrestling season. I was cutting weight, so I wasn't eating a lot of substantial food, but I had this big bag of Warheads that I just kept eating, which for, like, no reason. It's just that I really wanted some, and I destroyed my mouth every night with these things, and I'm pretty sure I got another big bag of Warheads.
I hate sour candy because it's so non-enjoyable so quickly.
Disagree. I enjoy it even past the pain, and it's a problem because I won't stop eating them.
You masochist.
a little bit. Only when it comes to sour candies. I also, in the last couple years, I started keeping a jar, like, you know, those little spice containers that you buy. It'll just have, like, parsley flakes or whatever in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that size container, and you can buy citric acid, which normally it's used for, like, pickling stuff, mm-hmm. or, like, storing tomatoes, mm-hmm. or whatever, and preserving them. But it tastes exactly like the, like, sour sugar on Sour Patch Kids and stuff. So if I'm really craving something sour, but I don't want to, like, deal with the
you just eat
diabetic
sour?
Consequences, yeah, I would just, like, put a little citric acid on a spoon and eat that.
That's the type of thing that's like, I knew he was a psychopath because, like, looking back, I should have figured it out.
You should have figured it out long before I told you that story.
Speaking of figuring things out, I found out something the other day, which I've asked a host of people since, and everyone has told me, like, everyone knew it, and it has been common knowledge. And I refuse to believe that this is common knowledge because I did not know it, and I had never heard anyone ever talk about it until I watched a YouTube video on it. Do you guys know the highway codes for, like, interstate systems?
What, like, evens run east to west, odds?
Oh my god, everyone knows it.
Yeah. Okay,
I
did learn of it not too long ago, but, like, I cannot, like, when I look back, I never remember which one's which, but I know it is organized to some extent. But
I just think of, like, a major highway near... I know, like, evens are one, odds are the other. I just think of a major highway near me.
Yeah, I was gonna...
Okay, well, this one runs north to south, so...
Ah!
So you know it exists, but do you know the actual code?
The actual... Because
you're close, but that's not exactly what the code is.
I mean, also ascends from, like, east to west, doesn't it?
Okay, so... The big thing you haven't mentioned, so, like, evens and odds, we'll get to those in a second, but the big thing is that, like, for the major, major highways, if it ends in a zero, it goes, like, west-east, and if it ends in a five, it goes north-south. And so, southwest is closest to zero, and northeast is closest to nine, and so, like, Highway 90, for example, would be high in the, like, very north and run east-west, and, like, 65 would be in, like, the middle of the country and run north-south. But like going beyond that, the like if the highway ends, if it's not a 5 or a 0, if it ends in an odd digit, then it will branch off from the highway. If it ends in an even digit, then it will loop back to the highway you are on.
Neat. I mean, I only knew about like the evens and odds.
Yeah.
But
interesting.
Interesting.
And for like minor highways that are like 3 digits, they like the leading digit or the like the last 2 digits are like descriptions of what major highway they affect. But yeah, anyway, I found all that.
I got onto that one. I just caught onto that with my driving.
Yeah, that one's not incredibly like unique or. But the point is like as far as I was concerned, it was like we made a new highway, assigned it a number. And yeah, that's not the case. And I never knew it. And I'm upset, and I don't know how. I'm the only person on Earth that didn't know it.
Is there, like...
There's a conspiracy.
Is there a point... Is there a point that we, will like, want an additional highway, and, like, it might mess up the numbering system?
Well, so that's the thing. Like, in the video I was watching, it was talking about highways that, like... exclude the or don't work with the system, and basically in Texas there's a highway that has like it's some highway, but it has like a north or an east west and then like a C part of the highway, so it's like 35 like Interstate 35 north, Interstate 35 east, and Interstate 35 C. And so basically, you get to make up whatever, like, there are enough exceptions to these rules to that, like, the answer of will we run out? No, because we just violate the rules.
I also know of, like, I've been on highways that, like, run north, south, east, and west at different points on that highway. Those would be, like, the smaller, like, 3-digit ones, not an interstate, but still.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's... I don't know. Something's afoot. I smell something fishy.
Yeah, this is actually a recent development. Not the fish. Like a month ago. And we were like, you know what would be a really funny prank to pull on Brent?
Well, no, they had to have done it my entire life, yeah. Right?
No, we definitely had a meeting before you were born.
We're like, everyone we have to come on up Earth with a highway code meeting. System
that happens to fit how the highways already exist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we came up with. It was really convenient how it just kind of worked out that way.
I'm on to you guys. I know what's going on.
Kind of similar, but like today in a work meeting, like they kind of did like an icebreaker thing, and like they did like a Mandela effect or whatever, where it's like they show 2 different things, and like the difference is subtle, but like it's enough for you to like know it isn't right or think it isn't right, but some people are convinced. The wrong one is correct. Well, they're like, they did all the easiest ones, like the Airbnb logo, and like goes just like upside down. It's like, this is so obvious. So like, I was so upset, but it's like interesting, like when like you're so convinced it's like not a thing or is a thing, and then it's the other way around. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But another interesting point is that I found out a two sentence story, but I found out this thing where it said, and also I did not fact check this, so I just wanted to play with the idea whether it's true or not. It says a man named Dimitri something once scanned a credit card agreement, edited it, and returned it with a 0% interest rate and no limit in the new terms. The bank signed without reading it, and a judge held them to it.
So go ahead, Brent.
I was just gonna say, like, they could still, so like you borrowed $100,000, you have no interest on it, but if you can't pay it, they can still take action against you, right?
Well, I'm sure they can terminate it, but like in theory, like he could pay it back whenever or something like that. Like, I'm sure. Well, I'm not saying it's a perfect.
Go ahead. You'll still have like a minimum like monthly payment, depending.
No,
on
it said no limit
purchase, right? Right.
Well potentially, right, like, yes. Potentially,
when you're
yes.
Paying, when you're paying your bill, though, it's like, here's the minimum amount you have to pay back.
You don't need to worry about, like, compound interest, but you still need to make payments or else they will take things from you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying, like, the...
It is pretty neat, though.
Opportunities are, like, endless. I'm just saying that's an interesting... like, I don't think you can get past that anymore. Because, like, you send over a document, and you could easily, like, proofread it for anything changed from the original document aside from a signature.
But most... I feel like... A lot of these are just, like, so mundane. Like, I would believe that this happens again. We should all try and do this ourselves.
That's what I was thinking, but I was thinking with, like... More of like a job offer or something. Like, in they send you like a job offer contract with the salary. You just add a zero on it and you like send it back, and it's like, oh, it was missing your signature. See, like, if they find it, you're not going to get the job. And so, like,
well, yeah, Brent, if I weren't having so much trouble finding a job already, I'd be more into that idea.
Well, no, even you go to McDonald's, right? And like,
$150 an hour.
Yeah, literally, like, apply for a part-time job.
Uh-huh.
And then you
apply for like 10 part-time jobs and find the... I guess they can still terminate you, but then you say it was unjust and you were discriminated against because you were too smart.
You could what if instead of like just increasing the number of like hourly or salary, you just like change it to like per second or something like that.
Oh yeah, you change the
the increment of what you get paid or whatever.
I feel like the issue though is like they wouldn't pay attention. They'd enter it in the system as
well. Still. I mean if you work during that time before they catch it, it's like they're going against the agreement they agreed to. So
honestly, that's almost a better one of like, because per like you get like 30, if you make it per second, you're getting 3,600 times the amount of what is written per hour. So that's a lot better than adding a zero.
And then it might like be more like contract. So even if like if they sign it and they don't catch it, they still have to like pay you by the terms of the contract for what, like what you
so,
did.
All right.
Like you worked the hours already, and then they have to pay you for what you did, even if like they have to fire you after.
Yeah.
You didn't do per second. You put like per microsecond. And so it'd be like 3.6 times 10 to the like 9 or something.
Good Lord. Imagine how
and
quick
like so they the well, no they would they catch it within like 3 minutes, but you're still a billionaire.
And they're still like utterly in debt.
Uh-huh. I like it. So that's how you can become a billionaire, everyone. It's that easy. You're just not trying.
Yeah, just follow the steps of Dimitri something, and you too can have money.
You just walk into your local fast food chain, you look the manager in the eye, you give him a firm handshake, and then you're a billionaire.
Yep.
That's how it works.
That's
American
the way
dream,
of the world.
Everyone. All right, and that will take us into the bombastic quote. Words speak louder than actions because actions don't speak. And with that, we're into a hypothetical, because what is a podcast without a hypothetical? You missed it in the intro, but we didn't forget it. So Brad Pitt, he exists. And one thing you may have noticed about Brad Pitt, he doesn't age. He looks exactly the same as he did 20 years ago. And scientists were studying him, and he finally let them in on his secret. And his secret is he has picked an age band gap, which basically means that any time, so like starting at some age, he ages forward. And then when he reaches, we'll say like age sub 2, he begins to age backwards. And once he reaches age sub 1, he goes back to aging forward. So he's always cycling between two ages. So he never actually ages, basically, because the two ages he picked were like seconds apart from each other. And so scientists were able to extract this ability and put it in a Flintstone vitamin and gave the vitamin to everyone. So now everyone can age like forward and then backwards between two distinct ages. And everyone gets to pick their individual one, and that's how the world works. So what ages are you guys picking, and how's the world going to change?
Well, I'm,
is it aging rate the same
or clarifying
speed?
Questions? Yeah,
okay.
Same speed.
Okay.
So I'm picturing this a kid whose parents didn't get the memo about the new Flintstone vitamins. They're just trying to keep their kid healthy, give them a Flintstone vitamin. But now the kid is just stuck at 7 years old.
If he picked 7 and 7, sure. I'd say if you're below, you get to decide when you're 18.
So say you turn 18 and you want your cycling ages to be like 30 and 31. Like, do you have to wait to become that age to do it? Or can you pick them now?
No, you can pick it now. Actually, once you turn 18, you have to take the vitamin and pick them. Like, you don't get to wait till it's like, well, how bad will I be?
So kids 30? Don't get this.
I'm going to say you can't pick an age before 18.
So
I feel like either you let the kids make a choice or you don't give it to them.
So,
well, yeah, they don't get the Flintstone.
So this,
until
this
18.
Flintstone vitamin pretty much lets you take this physical agreement of life and edit in the numbers and the age rate, right?
Yeah. So like, for example, one more example, you pick age. So like, I'm currently 22, 23 next week, a week from today, in fact. I'm 22. So let's say I pick 22 and 30. So I would continue to age forward until I reach 30. The second, like, my 30th birthday hits, I begin to age backwards at the same speed, but in reverse. And so then for the next 8 years, I will age in reverse until I reach 22. And in which case, the second I reach 22, I will age forward 8 years, 30, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first most obvious change here is that every sport is going to be a lot more competitive.
Because, well, what is the optimal age for a sport?
I mean, it would just depend player to player.
I think competitive in the sense of like, there's a lot more people that are trying to play, but like, not necessarily like people are going to be better, or I think it's going to stay the same, like, skill wise.
No, it'll increase because the people who are at the top of their game, you know, will eventually age out. But now, because of this, they can just stay at their, like, mm-hmm. at their physical prime.
Peak.
And, yeah, they can remain at their peak forever. And then
so
no
I think
one can ever take their spot
the
until someone becomes better.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you can, like, tear your ACL or something and then, like, permanently be less effective at a sport. And so I think... suddenly, like, becoming injured is utterly detrimental because, like, you had the potential of the rest of your natural life to also you still die after 80 years. You don't become immortal. But so, like, for example, like Michael Jordan, like he could have picked, like, his prime years, kept going, done great, but then if, like, someone breaks his leg and it heals wrong or something, then, like, he'd permanently be out.
Yep. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I am curious, like, what, I guess it would, you said it would depend by person, but also I guess it would depend by sport too. But, like, I think in general, what would you say is the optimal age for, like, optimal age range? Would you pick something like really small?
I mean,
like a really small gap?
I feel like probably like 25 to 27 is probably like
the peak
physical prime for, like, maybe football, and then like in a sport like baseball it might be more like 28 to 30, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, the honestly, so like the main disadvantage of picking a small, like, I don't know, there's not really much of a disadvantage to picking a small, like, band gap between your two ages. My only thinking of what, like, for me, I think it would be just more interesting in life if I had a wider range to go through.
So, like, maybe however many years you make your range, you lose, like, a portion of that, like, off your total lifespan. So, like, if you made it a 2-year range, and you split your lifespan into two portions, you lose half your life. If you do a 3-year range, you split your life into three portions, you lose a third of your life.
Ooh, okay, I kind of like that. So, like, let's go with 80 years. If you picked a 2-year thing, you're going to live for a total of 40 years.
Right.
But if you picked 10 years, then you're going to live 72 years. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's a really good balancing factor. Man, so no one's picking a super small, unless, like, you wanted to be, like, I don't know. What is something that you, like, an occupation or something that you would pick that you need to be in such a short, like, there's such a small gap that, like, you are the proper age to do so?
I feel like there's a lot of things you could do that for. It's just like...
Like what?
I don't think necessarily need to, but I think you're like, there's no harm in, like, doing it for a sport, doing it for if you're, like, an actor, doing it for if you're, like, a model. Like, there's no harm in keeping it small.
Even, but I was thinking, like, actor or model, but, like, even if you were to, like, you could pick a 5-year range that, like, you look basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anything would be so drastic that you need to pick, like, 2 years or lower.
I just don't see much benefit to choosing a big age gap.
Well, at this point, you get to live longer.
So explain. So can you re-explain the rule then? Because I did not really process that.
So basically, you take the age that you picked for, like, the age. I'm going back to my notation. So age sub zero is your, like, when you start aging. So in my example, it was 22. Age sub one is going to be where you start reverse aging, which is age 30 in this example. So you subtract age sub one minus age sub two. So 30 minus 22, which is 8. So it is an 8-year gap that I am aging forward and backwards mm-hmm. between. And so your total life expectancy, which for the example is 80 years, you divide that by that gap, which was 8. And so that's 10. And so 10 years is being subtracted from your total life expectancy, which was 80. So it is now 70. You thought you were done with math last episode?
No, that's wrong. My understanding of it, that still benefits doing the small gap versus doing a bigger gap.
No, so, like, let's say I picked 28 and 30, right?
Yes.
So 30 minus 28 is 2. 80 divided by 2 is 40. 80 minus 40 is 40. So I am now living for a total of 40 years versus a total of 70 years.
Okay. Not sure I'm really getting it, but I understand what it's supposed to... No, also, I guess fine. It's not.
Yeah, no. But, like, if you pick a band gap of 1 year, you are dead. You have already died. Also, if you pick up, but hear me out. If you pick a band gap of 0, you're dividing by infinity.
You do,
or you're dividing by 0, and you're getting infinity, and so you're living negative infinity years. So you got that to look forward to.
So yeah, you can. That's a risky business.
You tear a hole in. In reality,
you become a singularity if you pick a 0 band gap.
You create 11 new black holes on top of each other.
Any other fields? I'm trying to, so like everyone's here, engineer, computer scientist, if you're weird. Like, does this affect us at all? Do we do anything? Do we get anything? I guess just like companies in general, like ageism is a lot less of a problem. Although you would still probably, like, suddenly now, so, like, you don't want to pick a person who picked a 2-year band gap because they're only going to live 40 years.
Well, I'm definitely picking an age gap where I never have to get a prostate exam. And beyond that, it's pretty moot to me.
I don't care. You can pick for me. I really don't care. Just as long as we make that hard cut.
Like, as long as I don't hit 40, like I'm chill with it.
So you would do theoretically max you could do. So you do 18 to 40. So you age to 40, then you reverse age to 18, and then back again.
Well, you know, by the time you get to 22, it's very. You really get a lot of diminishing returns at that point. I feel like I could lose, like, I maybe do, like, at the most 15-year gap.
Yeah. I think 15, honestly, is still pretty high. I think I'd do 10.
I think what I was thinking, but at the most, I would pick 15.
I'm thinking, like...
I think I'd do 20, 30, maybe.
I think one thing you really have to consider is, like what your peers are doing, because if you want them to continue being your peers, you have to be very like conscious of it, because it could be really easy to go from like, oh, your peers are all this age when you're 18, and the next thing you know, it's like you're aging backwards and they're like 40 years old.
I hope my friends are not worried about like being 40 and hanging out with a 20-year-old. Like, well, I wouldn't think that.
It's not that I don't think it's going to be like they're unwilling to. Honestly, I'm more so saying like just naturally, like 20-year-olds have a lot more energy, want to do more physical things, where 40-year-olds tend to want to lean more on the like social or like
one foot in the grave.
Whatever.
No, I love all our elderly. No, I'm kidding.
About loving them.
Well, yeah, we'll strike it all from the podcast. You're all great. Love everyone, no matter the age. But I will say, like, I think age just, like, in society, just it means a lot less now. Like, you see someone who's 20 years old, they could be, like, technically 70 or something. Like, I think just you have a natural... predisposition to judge like how, I guess, wise someone is based on their age, and like that wouldn't really apply anymore.
Yeah,
or at least you can't tell like physically.
How would you, if you would have to put a visual representation of how many years someone lived, how would you do that? Wouldn't that be necessary?
Throw it on an epitaph. What?
You just say what year you were born, right? You could just say I'm 70 years old, even though you got like, the body of a.
Or there's no longer a physical representation to kind of like estimate how long someone has lived.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
How could you give another visual representation that kind of like helps people understand a little bit?
Stickers.
You get wear a tattoo of your birth year on your forehead.
I like that too. Or it's like, so everyone has to wear glasses now, and you can tell by the frames, it's like that guy's definitely born in the 60s. Look at his glasses frames.
Yeah, wide frame glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Like those lenses are 3 meters thick that he was born a long time ago. Any other fields? That would be, I feel like the actor world we could explore more, maybe.
Beyond?
Something about movies.
Well, like, yeah, I feel like within acting, there's going to be a severe shortage of old actors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Because, no, like, who's going to pick to age to, like, beyond 40?
Some people like being old, but I don't know, like especially
when they're younger, like if you tell someone right now who is not yet like 40, would you like to age beyond 40? I don't think anyone would answer yes, presuming that they know that they're not going to die.
Right.
Man, this could be a super ageist episode, not on me about it.
Sorry, old people. We hate you.
No, you guys are great. But yeah, so anyway, no more old actors, which means we're gonna need a way to watch old actors.
Good lord.
If only there's a way. And of course, like, Netflix got with the times, right? Like, they don't show anything with old actors anymore because they don't want to seem ageist.
I have another thought. They do the most ageist thing
possible to not seem ageist.
So probably Blockbuster would come back in order to be able to watch movies with old actors.
Oh,
Lindsay, what was your thought?
Oh, because Netflix is the only way to watch movies right now.
Pretty sure.
Gosh, I lost it. Well, okay, what happens to the people that were older? Like, let's just say 40 plus, and they and the vitamins
died instantly.
That's very ageist. To everyone who may fear or are old, I apologize on Brent's behalf.
New
forgive him, for he does not know what he does.
If you ever get over the age of 30, you just die instantly.
Throwback to 320 million steps to become president. I don't remember how many steps there were to become president. But step one was killing all the old people.
forgot about that.
That is a good episode. You should go back and watch it if you haven't seen it. Season two, episode something. Let's say you're currently 50. I don't know if you would be allowed, like, could you pick, like, 20 and 36?
Okay, you're going
something?
To, like, just completely rudely make comments about the older people, and now you're going to say that they don't have the ability to do something?
No, I'm wondering if, like, if you are currently 56, do you have the option to pick, a top end age that is below what your current age is?
I am very confused by that sentence.
So, like, you currently are 56. Can you choose 20 to 30? Or does your high end have to be 56?
Yeah, you can't just, like, teleport ages. You gotta start
teleport
from where you're
ages.
At.
Dang. Born in the wrong decade. Should have gotten on those Flintstone vitamins.
What if you just set the lower limit and then you age to it and then you set an upper limit? That way,
that seems like a workaround. That
you think Brad Pitt and all who may have carried on this gene naturally are salty about all of this?
Oh, probably.
Like, this was
who are some other examples?
Well, so, but they still have the gene of incredible good looks, so, like, they're not super worried about it, but
Brad Pitt, if you want to come on the podcast. And if you know Will Smith, yeah.
Maybe together.
I'm sure they're buds.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
I don't know if they've ever been in a movie.
Maybe they can carpool on their way to record this podcast with us.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm surprised neither of them were in any of the Expendables movies.
Does feel like everyone has been in an Expendables movie at some point or another.
Or at the very least a Sharknado, you know?
Yeah. anyone else have any ideas or final thoughts?
I think we pretty well covered everything.
I mean, we did bring back Blockbuster, so can't complain too much.
Yeah. So, kind of. Conclusion, stop being old. No, I'm kidding.
You've said that. You've made a derogatory comment and you say I'm kidding.
I'm not editing that out.
You can only take it back so many times.
Can we add an excerpt that the following section is full of jokes and meant to be taken for comedic purposes only?
Along with our next financial
advice. The following
advice.
Section was entirely scripted by Bren. We begged him not to go through with it.
Yeah, we were following scripts written for us by him.
With
we
a gun
no
pointed to
matter.
Our heads.
We were just following orders.
Yeah, good soldiers follow orders.
Well, speaking of following orders, my order is to bring an ad break. And our sponsor today is Unpressable Buttons. Do you ever find yourself mistyping and hate having to backspace just to go back and make your corrections? Or even afraid that a child will come by while you aren't looking or have your hands full and the kid deletes all of the important documents that you've ever had? Well, with letting Unpressable Buttons supply you with all of your tech, their products will change your life. No more fear of typos or losing all of your documents. I believe you guys both got a rework of your tech supplied by Unpressable Buttons. What's your testimony to how much it's changed your life?
Well, so I'll say I didn't know how wide of a breadth they did their business with, because I thought they only did keyboards, but no, they did mouse, drawing tablets. They do everything, and so I went ahead and replaced my entire setup here. Really, just it puts you at such peace of mind. You don't need to worry about misclicks, or you don't know the amount of time. It's like, oh no, did I press record? You can't press record. So it really just solved a lot of problems.
And they also offer medication to help you with anger problems to prevent other people from pushing your buttons.
If you
that's been revolutionary for me.
If you use code WeUnpressableFew at checkout, they will give you a free Xbox controller with Unpressable Buttons attached. And that way, you no longer will have your rage fits when your game does not go your way. Thank you, Unpressable Buttons, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you. Means a lot. Really helps us keep going. Keep the lights on at the podcasting studio.
Yep.
So.
The old podcasting studio.
Segment C. Superhero. Battle fight. What is the name of this segment?
Superhero debate.
Superhero debate.
We've only done it more than any other segment in history.
What? Whatever. I also suggest it more than any other segment in history. So yeah, it's been a while, but it's been a while. So I'm going to use that as an excuse. So, anyways, superhero debate. What we've done is we've gone to randomlist.com. We've gone to the superpower section. We randomly generated six, and those six abilities have formed three different superheroes, each containing two of the abilities. I'm going to read each superhero's abilities, and then we're going to debate on which superhero has the best powers for everyday life, practically, and which superhero has the best abilities in a fight. So, without further waiting. I was trying to think of a different word for ado, like subvert expectations. That I just froze. I lost everything there. Psychic weapons, which is the ability to create a weapon of psychic energy that can harm mentally but not physically. And that superhero also has the ability of prehensile/animated hair, so you can animate and lengthen your own hair. Superhero 2 has the ability of weather manipulation, so pretty straightforward. You can generate various natural phenomena like rain, tornadoes, lightning, ocean currents, etc., or you can control the intensity of said weather phenomena, along with the ability of automatic writing, which is the ability to write without conscious thought. Third superhero has telestesia, which is the ability to see a distant and unseen target using extrasensory perception, along with the ability of claircognizance, which is the ability to acquire psychic knowledge by means of intrinsic knowledge. I'm a little confused on that last one.
I don't know what that means.
Who picked this set?
Psychic knowledge by means of... We'll just say they just like naturally know everything about everything.
That almost basically sounds like a Sherlock Holmes ability. Like you know stuff actually, and then you kind of like infer from there. That's just what it sounds like.
Yeah, sure. So we'll call it the Sherlock Holmes ability.
Okay. Makes also, me want that person automatically.
Definition of prehensile, if you were wondering, it is capable of grasping, chiefly referring to an animal's limb or tail. So, you got two bombastic words today. All right, psychic weapons. I got a question. So, ability to create a weapon of psychic energy. Is it like a literal? So, like, did I create a sword that can harm mentally, or was it is weapon like figure of speech in here?
So, I picture Psylocke from like X-Men or whatever, and it's like she like pretty much makes a blade extend from her hand. So, like, that's what I'm picturing.
Sure.
And we do not have to go with that, obviously.
Can she or he make projectile weapons?
I do not know if she can make projectile weapons. I do not recall.
I mean, well,
like, are we willing to say?
I would almost, like, it's hard to say. Cause there's really no difference if it's a sword or if it's just, like, a blob of energy. All that really matters is if it touches you, then you get mental damage.
Okay, I will. So let's start with everyday life. Like number two guy, weather and automatic writing. Automatic writing seems pretty useful in everyday life.
Explain.
The ability to write without conscious thought.
Yeah, why
and
is
so
that? Why is that
you
helpful?
Can presumably fill out reports or, I don't know, write a book or really just do anything subconsciously. Like, you can watch TV while you're doing your homework or like work report or just what, like, there's writing needs to be done for virtually every occupation, and if it you don't have that occupation, this person's in the wrong line of business because they have this ability. So basically, you get to do, if you picked a like a remote job that it was chiefly writing, boom, you never need to work a day of your life.
Yeah.
So, free money with number two. Don't even need to get a part-time job.
Are we really going to say that that's more useful in everyday life than animated hair?
I mean, so that, unfortunately, that would be the perfect combo of, like, free money with the ability to, like, stay on the couch and have your hair grab everything for you.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you basically have extra sets of hands, and it's not just two extra sets of hands, it's as many hands as you want. You're just grabbing stuff. Like, you can drive with your hair and, like, do anything.
I can also drive with my hands.
Yeah, but then you have your hands free for other stuff, like eating.
Sipping your morning cup
of
coffee.
Why am I not eating with my hair? Honestly, I think I would just stop using my hands if I had that ability.
You would rather eat with your hair than with your hands.
Yes. Because the hair could be so much more effective.
At eating?
Yeah.
I'm not tracking. Do tell.
Obviously, you just can't follow. Weather manipulation, though, also is like, oh no, it's bad weather on the way to work. Psych, not for you.
I wonder how intense.
Not
you
that
could
you
do
had
that.
To go to work. I mean, it says tornadoes, ocean currents,
because like,
et cetera, and you can control intensity. So
imagine, like, you know, the roads are icy, and you just like have a lightning bolt, just like. Shock every part that your tires are going to hit on the way to work, so you don't have to worry about wait, JK, what? This guy doesn't have to go to
I
work.
I feel like you could have prevented the ice in the first place.
Well, yeah, like, but like you weren't
just by making it sunny.
Well, yeah, but then you have to be conscious of it. But like, if you're about to leave right now, what would be the quickest way? You're not going to pull the sun closer just to melt the little ice. You're going to like find a different way to do like some intense amount of heat or like energy to melt down the ice, right? And also, I take that back, because lightning would probably like do more damage than just melt the ice, would it not?
I don't know what would happen if lightning struck,
because like lightning ice. Like lightning
it, yeah
does,
it's really
like,
hot, so I guess it would,
well, like honestly, it like damages trees, right? So like in theory it's gonna destroy the road most probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough. But telesthesia, you get to just see anything anywhere, like,
which gives you time for his other ability. I like that.
It's like, oh, I'm taking a test. You can see the answers.
Okay, so
wherever they may be.
The last superhero actually has a the fact that if we're calling it the Sherlock Holmes ability, telestesia is the perfect
exactly
play on
yeah
it, because you can now sense everything, and then mm-hmm you can use what you're sensing to gain knowledge of everything. So anything within your vicinity, you know everything about.
Definitely like the chess player of the three. Like they're 9 steps ahead of weather person.
Yeah, he's 3 games ahead of the other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm still taking number 2 in everyday life.
3 for sure.
I think I can roll with 2 for everyday life, but fighting.
Okay.
Fighting is almost certainly the first one.
No. Third one for sure.
Weather manipulation, I feel like, depending on how accurate he can be with the light, or he or she can be with the lightning, like, that could be, cause I'm picture, so like Storm, right? She could literally just pick people to be struck by lightning. Like, what are these people's, like, I don't think hair is very good defense against lightning.
Picture this, you make your hair a psychic weapon, and then you just whip it out at someone when they don't notice, and all of a sudden, they're too damaged mentally to affect the weather.
Yeah. The thing is, like, they needed to get close enough, though.
The thing is, like, I wouldn't say disgusted, but I've never, like, I just think it's weird, like, whenever there's, like, a character in a show that can, like, animate their hair, so
never a fan of it.
Yeah,
but
very so like
psychological horror of the three.
Yeah,
superheroes.
So like I would not want to be that person. I would not want to live with like because like I would have to choose of do yeah I disgust me and everyone around me or do I let like
it's not who we want to be. It's who's best at a fight.
A balancing factor of that person. Every time she uses it, she just throws up. She cannot handle. Seeing her own ability.
Has to close her eyes.
Yeah.
Oh no, because like,
but yeah,
that's kind of true. Like, anytime I've seen like an animated hair character, it's always a woman. It's never there's never a guy with animated hair.
Just because like a guy's hair like lengthening,
picture, like he's. Like he doesn't even worry about the hair on his head. He's just shooting like leg hair out at people.
Gosh, I feel like there is someone. I just can't think of like.
Let's not think about that.
The guy.
I'm okay with not thinking about that.
The guy cares that can animate his hair. There's gotta be someone.
Well, no, about animated leg hair.
it doesn't say head hair. You can animate all the hair on your body.
Yeah, you're Chewbacca all of a sudden.
Just because we can doesn't mean we should. Oh, that's a good. What if Chewbacca had that power? He would be invincible.
I think Chewbacca would be ridiculous with that power. Okay, I like this. I'll sacrifice psychic weapons if it's Chewbacca.
Your voice changes too. So,
doesn't even have psychic weapons anymore. I feel like the third person, it's the type of character where like they win the battle just because they were genius, and like it's really hard to say just fight wise because it's entirely based off just the idea of. Oh, they were smarter than you, and they outplanned you in every way, so you had no chance.
Well, like, it's definitely not exciting, but, like, I think...
So...
Well, but, like, it's hard to make an argument, because you could just say, it's like, well, they foresaw that.
Yeah,
it's like, well,
yeah.
Maybe they did.
Like, the only way you can make an argument for the third one in a fight is, like, they have to have, like, immense physical abilities to, like, live up to their knowledge. Like, you can see what... attack is going to be thrown at you ahead of time, but if you don't have the ability to like counter or dodge it.
Well, but the idea is it's like they in my head it's like they planned everything to lead them into a trap of like fall into a cement mixer where everyone knows hair is useless in a cement mixer.
No, like
I would argue
I planned him to get on
powerful in a cement mixer. Now you guys got a bunch of concrete hairs flying everywhere.
No, you it's the same situation. Like, I knew that I'd be able to get him onto this medical bed, and that's why I got him just strapped down and turned on the laser hair removal device.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, you fool, I know this, like, laser facility like the back of my hand. It's like, yes, but do you know about laser hair removal? Yeah. Honestly, I feel like that's such a tragic end. I hate any storyline where the person loses their powers. Like, I hate that, like, trope or storyline or whatever.
You don't like the humbling?
I don't... I don't mind that trope. I just never think it's explained well. I don't think I've ever seen it happen and be like, oh, it makes sense that this is just a thing that's possible.
What? Give an example, Brent.
Like, well, so the... I can't actually remember if it officially happened. Well, so like in X-Men, right? There's a... Oh, spoiler alert for X-Men Final Stand, the movie that came out many, many moons ago. There's a drug that removes your...
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There's a drug that removes their, like, mutant ability. And it's like, specifically, there are some people that it is used on that they did not wish it to be used on them. And I feel like that is it, like, the... It's such a tragic thing for them to lose... Basically, and especially in that movie, like the people I'm thinking about, like their entire identity is wrapped up in their mutant ability, and so to remove it is just so, like, crushing, mm-hmm. and it's so sad.
Yeah, I thought it was like I was more so picturing like a main character or like a main enemy gets their power taken away.
Yeah, the one my mind goes to is the end of The Last Airbender.
That's what I was gonna just bring up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That one too. Or like it happens in the other one, Korra.
Yeah, the follow up series.
Yeah. Also like kind of Spider-Man, amazing. Like the first Amazing Spider-Man.
Does it?
I mean, sort of.
I don't want to say because I don't know if you guys have seen this series, but
the Andrew Garfield movie.
Yeah. So all right. So spoiler alert. Skip 10 seconds. The lizard is quote unquote cured, and like he loses his extra arm and his lizard ability, or his extra arm, his.
Okay. Okay. That's a different argument though, because he didn't like fully want to get into the drug though. Like he wanted an arm. But he was not ready for human testing. But, like, the guy who was funding it was like, no, you're doing it right now. And he's just like, well, like, if we're doing it, I'm going to do it to myself. And it just changed him. So, like, it's not that he necessarily wanted that lifestyle. He just got hooked. And
yeah, like, it's a poor example just because, like, it changed his mind. Mm-hmm. But, like, in his changed mind, he did not wish to be cured.
Correct.
So
yes, sir.
That was like, definitely it's hard more to than say. 10 seconds for the spoiler. So apologies to anyone who only skips 10 seconds forward.
Most podcasts you have to skip at least 30.
If you can see, if you have telesthesia, we'll tell you now, you skip at least 45 seconds.
Okay. So I'm going to say, like, I don't like number 3 just because I don't like any character where the answer is like they just thought ahead 17
Okay, but you're very like sword logic. You enjoy sword logic characters, is it that you like the power, you like the brute force of it all, versus like I don't know, I like the difference. So I like the bomb logic and I like the more creative side. So I would say telesthesia guy is definitely for me.
I like part 2 of JoJo's.
Everyone likes part 2 of JoJo's, let's be honest.
Which one's part 2?
So wait, how are you, that's Joseph.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You're telling me you like part 2 of JoJo's, but you don't like characters who plan ahead and just pull some BS to win fights.
Yeah, but he's also incredibly powerful. Like he like just because he thought ahead, but like that's not the only reason he won. And that's just the nature of anime. But anyway, between psychic weapons and hair and weather manipulation, honestly, like, almost anything weather manipulation has affects themselves, except like excluding lightning. Like, they are affected as much by their power as the other person. So I probably would go hair psychic weapon.
Do you think
to win in a fight?
There's any disadvantage? Like, what if Superhero 2 uses weather manipulation to make Superhero 1's hair all frizzy?
Yeah, and that's his one weakness.
Yeah.
He's incapable of using their hair.
And no longer can predict.
The humidity's too high.
No longer can predict which way the hair goes.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Do you think there's... Because you can animate it and lengthen it, is there, like... You're kind of using psychic energy for that, so does it weigh you down, or is there a limit to like how long or how heavy? Like, what are the limits of what you can do with your hair?
Literally limitless. You can make it like go the circumference of the earth if you want it to.
Ooh, I like that.
you also unlimited lifting strength. You can like pick up a continent, no problem.
Dude, you know who what Superhero One is good for? It's stopping asteroids.
Yep.
From from hitting Earth.
Just like and just slingshot them back. Or is like we have such trouble trying to go to Mars, they just use their hair, pull it a little closer.
You could like make a hair bridge anywhere.
Yep. That's a, no one would be willing to use it, but you could do it.
I mean, as long as like well like shampooed and stuff. Yeah, that's the maintenance work on it. Someone just coming through with like leave-in conditioner and just like climbing the hair ladder.
No. Imagine that, like, so they show up at the scene. It's like, I'm here to save you from this burning building. Here, climb across my hair to get to safety. It's like, I'm good.
You're not going to send hair into a burning building to save someone. You're just going to catch your hair on fire.
Well, no, there are parts of the building that aren't on fire, presumably, unless the person is also on fire.
I suppose so.
They use hair conditioning, and then like the flame is their big weakness. Anyway, Daniel, final person. Who you taking?
I think I might go with weather manipulation for fight. All right. As much as I like arguing for animated hair. I just feel like just being able to summon a lightning bolt is kind of ridiculous.
That is pretty OP.
But so, not if you can predict where it's going to strike.
For everyday life and fights, I go weather manipulation and automatic writing.
For both, I picked the last one.
I split 2-1.
2-1.
Respectively.
Well, then I guess that that brings this segment to a close.
Which brings the entire podcast to a close.
No.
No. Thanks for tuning in this week, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow, friend, whatever social media, tweet, retweet, and the retweet, if that's a thing. Do you guys have any final thoughts?
Pre-tweet.
Did you say three-tweet?
I said pre-tweet.
Oh.
Ah.
Sounds like I have a lisp or something and I'm trying to say pre-treat, but no. Pre-tweet. Shout out to Mom. Will Smith, come to the podcast. We love all our listeners regardless of anything such as race, religion, or age. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate you. Even the old ones. I'm kidding. Wait. Final one.
You lost me there a bit. I think I should look into a way to get animated hair. Also modifying Flintstone vitamins.
The new hypothetical.
Brad Pitt has like just a bottle in his home, and you just need to sneak in and get his bottle of Flintstone vitamins.
The true magic behind Brad Pitt.
Yeah, actually, he didn't naturally have this power. He eats so many Flintstone vitamins in one day that he just obtained it.
Well,
to all the listeners at home, we are not recommending downing a bunch of Flintstone vitamins.
Also not sponsored by Flintstone vitamins.
Or Xbox. Thanks, shout out Xbox this episode as well.
Fred Flintstone, if you're listening, we could use money.
Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. We could use a lifetime supply of your vitamin gummies.
Or if you just want to come on as a guest, we could have a little Flintstone thing going. What? How old is the guy who did the voice?
I was just going to say, I was like, I don't know if he would be alive.
Shoot. It is kind of strange, because that's such an old cartoon, but like Flintstone vitamins still exist. Why is Fred Flintstone still like a figure that people know?
That's a great question.
I think, depending on if this guy was the original or not, he is dead. Alan Reed. But, well, anyway.
Rest in peace, take us home. Fred Flintstone.
Yep.
That's my final thought.
Well, with that, everyone have a bombastic week. We will see you next time.